Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. As I was listening to the song this morning, amen, praise God, I remember those days when I could hear my dad and my mom and my uncles and my aunts say, good God Almighty. Now, I know she's from the southern town, amen. Good God Almighty, I'm free, free at last, amen. Who told you you couldn't make it? Come on, somebody. You got to shake yourself loose today. Praise God. Move your feet. Shout whatever you got to do today. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are pushing through. Come on, somebody. I'm praising my way through. Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what I see, no matter what I hear, no matter what's before me, I'm going to praise my way through. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. I love it. I love it. Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. Praise God. We're going to see what the Lord has to say to us and how he's going to encourage us, how he's going to motivate us, how he is going to impart in us on today. Praise God. Open up your heart. Open up your mind. Amen. Because God has a word for us today. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. I'm excited, y'all. I don't know about you this morning, amen, but I shook myself loose this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're doing, God, today, Lord God, how you woke us up, God. We are in our right mind. We have the activity of our limbs on today, God. We got another chance to praise you. Got another chance to get it right before you, God, today. So, Father God, as we present ourselves, God, we surrender ourselves unto you this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you have your way in this place on today, Father. Father God, as my husband said this morning, glory to God, glory to God. The radio place is the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for the church, Pastor. Amen. Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, God, how you're going to speak to your people today. Starting with me, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, open up the airways, God, even now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you're binding up everything, God, that's not pleasing to thee, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for freedom in the airways, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for healing, deliverance, God, in the double shot. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Move by your mighty power, God. Let someone hear this message, Lord God, that's not saved, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, that we have to share the gospel, Lord God, whether it's a radio show, God, or whether we are ministering everywhere else, God. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, that this word will go out to the nations, Father God, that it will touch places, Lord God, that I never touch, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, have your way. Move by your mighty power. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. This morning, I want to take us in the Bible to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 9, and then I'm going to skip down a little bit, amen, a little bit later, but I'm going to talk about when the brook dries up, when the brook dries up, amen, hallelujah, because we're going to go somewhere, we're going to understand, amen, we're going to get a new perspective of what God is saying to us today. We know that many things are going on in the world today. Amen, hallelujah, all around us, praise God. The COVID is going higher. There's hurricanes that just tear places up. I've seen this morning, there's so much destruction in the earth right now, but we trust our God. Somebody say, I trust God, amen, for whatever state I'm in right now, I trust my God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, amen. So here, I want to start at the first verse. The Bible says, and Elijah the Tishbite who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years. But according to my word, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee from here, get thee hence, and turn yourself eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. Come on, somebody. He went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise. Oh, come on, hear me this morning. Arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded, now God is speaking to him, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Y'all hear me this morning, because here we go again, and I keep hearing the word again, sustain. God is saying, I will sustain thee there. Amen. Praise God. Here, when we talk about sustaining, oh my God, I give you glory. God is talking about strengthening you, support physically and mentally, comfort you, to help you, to assist you, to encourage you, and to support you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is going to sustain him there. Amen. Praise God. Here, we all been in a place where the brook dried up. I don't know about you, praise God, but we all been in a place where the brook had dried up, and God moved us on to another place. There are many lessons to be learned, amen, by the brook. We all been in a place, amen, hallelujah, the brook, when it dried up and God moved us, amen, praise God, to another, somebody said, to another place, amen, to another place. Hallelujah, glory to God. God provision at the brook of Cherith. The world was suffering a drought because of Elijah's prayer. As we heard, amen, in the scriptures, Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain because of the disobedience of the place where he was at. So here, and it rained not on the earth space of 3 years and 6 months. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Elijah was known at the brook Cherith. His title was the Tishbite. Comes from the word stranger. He could have been called Elijah the stranger. Because when I looked at it, I said, okay, Elijah the Tishbite, the stranger. He always did things alone. Hear what I'm saying, because a lot of us right now, praise God, feel alone. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. We feel alone, but Elijah was on a mission. Somebody say Elijah was on a mission. Yes, God. He stood alone on Mount Carmel against the prophet of Baal. He stood alone on Mount Sinai when he stood before God. Elijah had only bread and meat to eat and water to drink. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank of the brook. The Bible scholars, and you know, they all teach Elijah enjoyed the food and the water at Cherith for a year before the brook dried up. And the lesson we're going to learn here, when God provides just a little bit of a meager resources, we may be better off than the world suffering a drought, because God will supply where you're at. Somebody say, God will supply where you're at. Glory to God, glory to God. It was a little bit, praise God, and there was a drought going on, and in the midst of them, praise God, and God still supplied, amen, for the profit of God. Amen, hallelujah. God will provide for you everything that you need. Amen, praise God. Where he's going to send you. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. Here. The world was suffering, and God told him to get up and go somewhere. Praise God. God can lead you to the brook before the drought comes. And so God can take care of you when hard times come. God provides for us in unusual ways. Come on, somebody. Just as God used the ravens to take care of Elijah, God times are never fewer. Praise God. He always does what he's going to do. God times are not forever. Somebody shout right there, God will take care of you, and good times are not forever all the time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So if you're in a good time right now, praise God, you need to enjoy where you're at right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's always season changes. Amen. Praise God. But here, Elijah didn't have to care in the world as long as he was by the brook where God sent him in. He had food twice a day. Amen. He had in a place by himself. He had no thieves to worry about. He had no checks to bounce and no one to bug him and no telephone salesman, no telephone calls and all that stuff that goes on. Amen. Praise God, because he was by the brook. Amen. Sometimes we cause our brook to dry up, and I want to talk to us today, because we got to be very, very careful, amen, to not just step into sin, because we can cause our own brook to dry up, praise God. But we find that he told, amen, praise God, it's not going to rain, because God gave him a word to speak to the people. But in the midst of him speaking to the people, God was making provision for Elijah. Because Elijah prayed, there was no rain. Eventually, Elijah's source of water dried up. And when your brook dries up, listen for the voice of God. Somebody said, when everything dries up, listen for the voice of God. There's a plan. There's a purpose that God is doing. Praise God. He's making some things happen by the brook. There are some things that we learn by the brook. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it comes to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise and get to Zarephath. Get to Zarephath. Get to that place. Amen. Go to the next place. Go up to that next place. My God, I give you glory. We find that when God speaks to us, we have to move. When he say move, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. So God speaks to him, amen, in the midst of a famine that's going on, God will take care of his people. Somebody say, God will take care of his people. My God, I give you glory. Here we find, God told him, arise and get to Zarephath. And Zarephath is that place of testing. Somebody say, it's a place of testing. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, praise God. That other place, that brook, praise God, the double shanda, is a place, amen, that we get alone with God, that we can trust God alone, praise God, hallelujah. You can have everybody around you, praise God, and you have all the family members and all your friends, and God will make them turn their back on you, praise God, just to get your attention, just to trust him, just him alone. And we find that, praise God, Elijah, amen, praise God, he sat there by the brook. He was taught by the Holy Spirit, praise God, Hamashanda, of what was next, praise God. God was preparing him in that lonely place, amen, that place that we don't want to be in, that place that God speaks to us, the place that God gives us, oh yes, Holy Spirit, divine direction, the place somebody, my God. But here God is telling him, amen, praise God, after that place, amen, there's another place that he must go. How many people are on a journey today that you don't understand right now, praise God? Hallelujah. How many, how many of you, praise God, glory to God, and feel like you're in a lonely place and you're reading your Bible, you're praying, you're seeking God, but there is no answer. But then all of a sudden, God says, get up and I need you to move forward in the things of me. I need you to move forward to the next place. Amen. Praise God. It's in that still place that you learn to hear the Lord. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they would not follow. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today. Praise God. So here, 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 God tells him, get up. I need you to go to Zarephath. I need you to go to the next place. Amen. Praise God. Because now, praise God, that place that you was in is all dried up. Now, praise God, it is time that you move on forward. Praise God. I will help you there. Praise God. And everywhere God sends you, he will provide. It might not be what you want. Praise God. But it is what God has in store for you. You are learning in the process. Yes, Holy Spirit, you are learning to trust him and him alone, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I know that we have people, the prayer warriors and all the ones, amen, that will pray for us, praise God. But while you are by the brook, amen, praise God, God will call you to be alone by yourself. And I'm talking to the Moshanda, to somebody right now, praise God, because Elijah had a great ministry ahead of him. He did not understand what God was doing. He got up, praise God. He was a man. He was a warrior. He heard from God. He was a word carrier. He was the one that was supposed to deliver the word. He was the prophet of God. My God, I give you glory. So here, we are going to arise now. My God, I give you glory. Somebody say, arise, 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 and get to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zion, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee, he said. So here, when your brook dries up, God has another place to feed you and to use you. Come on, somebody. Oh, me, God, you going to use me, God. God, I don't see it yet, God. Oh, God, I know what everybody is telling me, God, but I don't see the manifestation of what you're doing. I'm talking to somebody today that don't think that God will use you. If he has you alone right now, praise God. If he's speaking to you right now, praise God. We know that we are in the pandemic, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But God has set some people aside. He has set a remnant aside to hear from him, to go deliver his people, to be blessed by him, that he will sustain you physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory. Here, here, here. Here, when we get to the place that Zarephath means crucible, it's that place, a place of testing. Elijah was led from the frying pan to the fire. Have you ever felt, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, you come out of one thing and here comes something else. Oh, God is up to something big, y'all. Y'all got to hear what the Lord is saying today. Oh, my. It might don't feel like God is doing nothing right now, but you better watch out because something big is about to happen for you. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. If you just can stay in that place where God put you and not move out of that place where God put you. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Ghost say move, you got to move out. Ah, yes, because something big is about to happen. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. My God, I give you glory. Somebody shout right there. Something big is getting ready to happen. God is getting ready to do something more great in your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is getting ready. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I bless you, Father, because something is going to happen for you. Yes, it's going to happen. Somebody say, yes, it's going to happen. God is getting ready to bless me. I know I'm not in this place by myself. I know God is speaking to me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the world. Oh, come on, somebody. If you're on your testing time, oh, glory to God, or you're riding a Moshiach, or you're by the brook, it's going to happen. Something big. Lord said to me today, praise God. May it go out to your heart today. Come on, give God a shout. Give God a praise for your heart. Give God a praise, amen. Glory to God for the brook. Give God a praise for Zarephath because you're getting ready to go to Mount Carmel where it's all my son, where it's blessings, blessings, blessings shall be, saith the Lord thy God. My God, I give you glory.
You gotta hear before it happens, believe before it happens, receive before it happens. You got to know it's gonna happen, so it seems it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. But God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me. Gotta see it before it happens, believe before it happens, see it before it happens. You got to know.
Welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. We'd like to thank you, all our listeners, for coming on this morning or today, We give God the glory for you, you, and you. We thank you for allowing us to come into your home. On Monday, this is our announcement. On Monday, Your Fix at 6 will be on with no other Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. And on Friday, Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m. with the blowing of the shofar, worship, praise, and inspiration from Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. And don't forget, on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you will be on the air with Dr. Carolyn McNeil, Sunday morning service. We thank God for you, you, and you. And if you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, you may do so. We do have a Cash App, $Anointed222. That's $Anointed222. We're planning on doing some great things for the ministry. We thank God for you and your support. So help us to keep the ministry going, to push it forward, to do great outreach. We thank God for you. So guess what, y'all? We love you, and so do Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all.
Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Let's give the Lord some praise. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, church. Come on. We're giving God some praise this morning. Come on, let's clap our hands for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It is going to happen. Praise God. You know, as I was sitting here and I was listening to the song, but I heard the Lord said the blessing is going to be in private. Come on, my God, I give you glory. God doing things in private that when everything is said and done, amen, here comes you stepping out, praise God, because why? You have been in the place by the brook. You have been in the place, amen, of Zarephath, amen, the testing place, but God is going to get the glory out of your life. My God, I give you glory today. It's going to be in private, y'all, where God going to bless you, but you will, come on, somebody, they're going to see it in public. My God, I give God the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Give him the glory. Amen. Praise God. Well, here, here, here. Zarephath was outside the promised land. It is in the land we call Lebanon. God may lead you away from the promised land where his people are located. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. Zarephath was so bad, the widow planned to eat one meal and die. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was, she was there gathering of the sticks. Y'all know the story. My God, I give you glory. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks. Come on, hear what the Spirit is saying. That I may go in and dress it for me and my son. Come on, my God, I give you glory. That we may eat and die. Come on, my God. Now here, we're talking about Elijah and this woman now. We are in the second phase of our lesson, enjoying the, and why here we're seeing that, praise God, it's a great big famine, and God did not take him into the promised land yet, praise God, but he took him to a place of testing before he gets to the promised land. He said away from the promised land. He didn't go there yet. God led him there. Somebody said God is leading enjoy the abundance of cherub, because tomorrow God may lead you to Zarephath, where you live, and hand to mouth. And we all been there. Somebody shout right there. We all been there. Never think that we're somewhere. Everybody went up and everybody come down at a point in time. That God will get the glory out of your life. Praise God. But here he goes to Zarephath, a place of testing. God can do different miracles for you in Zarephath. Somebody say it's not a bad place. It's not a bad place. In the place of testing, God do miracles in the testing place. Amen. Praise God. Then he did in Cherith. Come on. Fed by the ravens, by the brook, fed by the cruise of oil and the barrel of meal. Here comes God again. Praise God. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, fear not, fear not where you're at right now. Praise God. Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said. But make me therefore a cake first and bring it unto me. And after, make it there. Praise God. For my son, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, he said. Neither shall the cruse of oil fail. Somebody shout right there, praise God, because when God is in it, praise God, he makes a little much, praise God. He will take that dollar that you got, praise God, that you got balled up in the back of your wallet, praise God, and begin to multiply it. You don't even know, praise God. You might go, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, I hear you, Lord. You might got $1, praise God, but I hear the Holy Ghost say that you might go to wash clothes, and all of a sudden you take the clothes out the washing machine, and here comes money falling out. Some of you, praise God, that God will do a supernatural miracle for you. Praise God, he will deposit into your bank account. I hear the Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. You might, praise God, have a pocketbook somewhere, praise God, hallelujah, that you forgot, praise God, and all of a sudden you pull out $20 and roll my shekwe. God will provide you at a place of Zarephath. I hear you, God. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout right there, praise God. You might not have much right now, but God will take that little and he will make much. When you put it in God's hand, he begins to multiply. My God, I give you glory. Stay in obedience, people of God. God will supply. He will sustain you right there where you're at. Here, here, here. I hear you, God. My God, I give you glory. Until the day the Lord sent his rain upon the earth, and she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. God provided in the midst of a famine. God provided. It might not be what you want right now, but God is providing for you. But God said something as big is about to happen for you. Oh, come on, receive the blessing from the woman of God. Receive the anointing from the woman of God that's speaking from the very throne room of God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Notice. To the same Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Notice the statement found in both places, the word of the Lord. What do you have in the place of prosperity and the place of poverty? The promise of God. Somebody say the promise of God, the promise of the Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That is my scripture. I live by it. I speak it. I proclaim it. I walk around and I say it. God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, come on, somebody, when you help the needy, God provides for you. As Elijah helped the hopeless widow, praise God, she provided. Yes, Holy Spirit, she provided for him. Various reactions when God moves you from terror. Come on, somebody. You can fight it because you are afraid of the future. Some of you won't move because you're afraid of the future. You fear it. Fear it. You can fear it because you don't trust God to provide for your future. You can faint and not move forward. You can flounder. Come on, somebody, because you won't listen to the direction of the word of the Lord. You can follow the word of the Lord because you know God will provide where he guides. God will provide where he guides. Somebody shout right there, God will provide where he got. Oh my God, I give it. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. I don't know what's going on in the church right here. Oh, God will provide where he sends you. He will do it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. His word will not turn back void. It shall accomplish that what it said that to do. praise God. If you at Cherub, if you at Zarephath, God is getting ready to do something spectacular in your life. But you got to hear the voice of God. You have to listen to God's prompting, and you also have to get sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. My God, I give it glory. You can follow the word of the Lord because you know God will provide where he, God, where God, God, he provides. What to expect at the next place? Look forward to the good home cooking. Somebody shout right there. Y'all know y'all like some good home cooking. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, you can sit at the king's table. My God, I give you glory. You might be at Cherub. You might be at Zarephath, but you will sit in the place of your destiny. Somebody shout right there. Glory to God. My God, my God, my God. I know God sent me to tell you today, praise God. Don't give up hope yet. If you're feeling lonely right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't worry about it, praise God. Sometimes, praise God, when you feel lonely. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's a place that God wants you in. But I see God gathering the people around you, praise God. I see the dinner table. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Where the friends and family are all around. You done passed your test. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes, praise God, when all the family, all the friends come around, you be like, Lord, when they gonna leave? Because you've been by yourself so long. My God, I give you glory. But it's much needed, praise God. He has to do it, praise God. Because God says, he called out of our shander. They don't understand your Cherub. They don't understand your Zarephath. My God, I give you glory. They don't understand where you're at. You might don't have much right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, I give you the glory. But he must need to bring all the ones around you. Because I hear the Holy Spirit say, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. See, he got to do it this way, my son, to bring glory to himself, save the Lord thy God. Don't despise your Cherub. Don't despise your Zarephath. Don't despise being alone. My God, I give you glory. Because something big is about to happen for you, save the Lord thy God. I know I hear from the Lord. Yet for the double son, I speak as a prophet today over your life today. You are not alone. The Lord say, I'm with you. You are not in a motion. You will make it to come out armor. Say the Lord thy God. That's a place of greenery. That's a place of blessings. That's a place, amen, that he will supply your every need. Say the Lord thy God. But you got to know, you got to know that you know. I'm a master. Well, you never stand. That God will, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God will protect you. He will shield you. He will guide you. My God, I give you glory. Woo, my God, I give you glory this morning, Jesus. The widow had a little oil, my God, and a little meal. Each day she made a meal. Come on, somebody. Y'all got to talk to me today. I know widows can cook. Come on, somebody. And they can do a variety of things with a little bit, because you know how mama taught us. We know how to survive. My God. Oh, come on. I see God. God is showing me, oh, God, I give you glory. When my mom used to make the little the bread cakes in the frying pan, them little, you know, them black frying pans, amen, that they don't even sell no more. I love them frying pans. I'm going to find me one, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. But she would make your glory to God. Get that flour and that water, praise God, and mix that thing up and put it in that frying pan, praise God. Flip it over and give it to us. It tastes so good, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Lord, we know how to make a little bit much. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I had a lot of good home cooking, oh, many days. Hear what Elijah think. Amen. Praise God. Hear what I think. Elijah had great, great things in Zarephath. Amen. Praise God. I know he had them dumplings. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pancake, biscuit, whatever it was. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dessert. Bread, putting all that kind of stuff, praise God. Don't get hungry on me, y'all. Don't leave yet, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. She and he and her house did eat many days. The Bible says in 1 Kings 17 and 15. They ate many, many, many days. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 15, so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate many days. Praise God. Hallelujah. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did he, did the jar of oil run dry. Praise God. According to the Lord, amen, which he spoke by Elijah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you have never really accepted Jesus today, praise God, it is time, praise God, that we lay it down, praise God, because whatever he does, he will supply your every need. Somebody shout right there. He will supply your every need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will supply where you're at. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. That place, that place, that place, amen, that new encounter with God, amen, praise God. Elijah, we know, praise God, that he was faithful. He was faithful to God. He did what God told him in the midst of all that he was going through, all the midst of all the famine, in the midst of all the loneliness, he still did what God told him to do, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is time, yes, glory to God, to move forward in the things of God. Don't lose hope, praise God, because what the Holy Ghost is saying to us today, there is some great things that's going to happen in our lives, and we got to get ready, amen, praise God. You've been through the testing time. You've been through all the plowing. You've been through all the things, amen, praise God. You've been through all the rubbish. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You've been through all the backstabbing. You've been through all the slander. You've been through the praise to the Moshanda, where they even called you a devil. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But God, but somebody say, but my God, he will take care of me. Praise God. That's some place of testing. That's that place, amen, people make you mad, but you still got to suck it up. Praise God. That's the things, amen, that God is looking at. Those are the things, amen, praise God, that he's trying to get out of us. In the book of Cherub, praise God, Hamashanda, glory to God, glory to God. And that place of Zarephath is that place, amen, when you think that you don't have enough, then God fix it for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, somebody shout right there, praise God, my greater, my greater, my greater is coming. Somebody shout right there, my greater is coming, because God says so. Somebody say, because God says so. He said something big is going to happen. Yes, it is, praise God, but they're going to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you have been with the Lord, that you been through the testing, huh? That you've been through the loneliness, huh? That you've been through all those things, praise God, huh? And you've been through the health problems, huh? You've been through all those things, huh? They're going to know, praise God, huh? When the miracle shows up, my God, I give you glory, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, huh? Because we got to know that, praise God, huh? That when Elijah left Zarephath, huh? There was a place, amen, praise God, huh? That God had promised him to go, huh? And he went to the place, amen, praise God, huh? Where he had to come up against some Baal worshipers. But God, he called on his God. Somebody said, but he called on his God, and God showed them, praise God, that who he was in Elijah's life. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody feel that, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They're asking you, where is your God? But tell them, praise God, that God is going to show up, and he's going to show up mightily in my life, praise God. Somebody shout right there, because God is going to show up mightily in your life. Somebody says, stick and stay, kneel and pray. Stick and stay, kneel and pray. Stick and stay, kneel and pray. Oh, my God, I give you glory. You got to pray in this place. You got to stay in this place. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, because when you come out, they're going to know God is God in your life. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. You've been on the air, amen, with Mount Carmel International Church, with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, MCI Ministry Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you missed Friday night, praise God, Pastor took us into such a worship. The sofa was glowing. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It was such an awesome experience. Praise God. Hallelujah. On Fresh Fire Friday. You don't want to miss it, y'all. Praise God. We went to such a worship with the Lord. I know God took them into a new place. I know God taking us into a new place. Come on, somebody shout right there. Hallelujah. God is working it out for you. Oh, God. Y'all got me preaching up here this morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. Praise God. And I pray that the mercies of God to go forth and speak for you today. And he shall channel your footsteps and your steps into victory, and praise God, and into the precious name of Jesus. We thank him today. And I pray that you shall grow past, amen, praise God, the level that you're in, and your present level that you're in right now. And God shall increase you on every side, and all hindrance on your success shall be crushed by fire. Amen, praise God, that God should do a miraculous thing for you, praise God, in your life. But God is doing some things, amen, hallelujah, that's going to blow the mind of the people. Somebody give God the glory. I'm going to pray, amen, praise God, as I get ready to go today. Hallelujah, I was blessed, and I pray that you was blessed on today, hallelujah, because God has some great things for you, you, praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home this morning, praise God, and I want to lift, amen, before I get to praying, amen, I want to lift some families up to the Lord, amen. I'm going to lift the Moore family up to the Lord, amen, the Gatlin family, praise God, the Holman family, praise God, the Burgess family, praise God, the Waters family, praise God, the Williams family, hallelujah, and all the families, amen, that's listening here today. And don't forget, amen, the McNeil family, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. If you have fallen, praise God, get back up, somebody say. And if you have stumbled, regain your balance today, praise God, hallelujah. Don't forget, God is blessing you, amen, in private. He's going to show himself strong in your life. I lift them up before you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're not saved today, praise God, you may lift your hands before the Lord. Ask the Lord to come in your heart. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Forgive your sins. Ha, yes, glory to God, glory to God. And you will be saved. Hallelujah. If you need me, praise God, you can dial 302-883-9799. That's again 302-883-9799. Praise God, hallelujah. With that being said, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Thank you, y'all, for allowing me to come into your home this morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name. My God, I give you the glory. I give you glory. Holy Spirit, have your way today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless thy people, God, all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray, God, today, God, that you keep your hands upon us, God. Keep your hands on us, God, that we will hold on to the horns of the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your blood prevail, God. Oh, God, against anything that's not like you, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against every trap, every toad, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Every trap, every we come against it right now, and we ask that you're burning up by fire, by force, and by thunder, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, move by your Holy Spirit, God, today, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, God, we know that you are worthy to be praised on today, God. Oh, God, we lift our hands up in total surrender to you today, oh, God. Oh, God, we give over everything, God, that's ailing us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give our health over to you today, God. We give our finances over to you today, God. We give our ministry over to you today, God. We give our spouses over to you today, God. We give our children over to you today, God. We give our success over to you today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you take care of those things, God, today, God. Oh, God, that never double shun, that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we stand and we wait upon you, God. Oh, God, you said that we've done all that we know how, God. Oh, that we should stand, God, therefore, God, with our lawns girded up with truth, God. And I thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking that you bless every household that represented here today, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, pour out your anointing in their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, send divine help, God, to your people, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. And, Father God, everything that the enemy hindered, God, I'm asking that you break through right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, break through in our ministry, God. Oh, God, break through in our finances, God. Oh, God, break through through in our homes, God. Yet call you the double son. Oh God, allow love to come in our homes like never before, Father God. Oh God, reunite, God. Oh God, husbands and wives, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, bless the children, God, all around the world, God. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say thank you, Father God, because we know, God, that you're doing great and mighty things. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us fathers before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Oh, God, give it glory. Let the church say amen. And know this. You're greater. Don't look at what you're seeing. Look through the eyes of faith. It's coming. In Jesus' name, you will testify of the goodness of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Happy Sunday, y'all. Here goes a song for you as I leave. Have a magnificent day. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Olive has to go through 3 stages for its all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the Olive, some of you may have felt like you've gone through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your all to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making. No. For the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be. Oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me, preparing me, preparing me. beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm pressing in the spirit. Prepare.